You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to episode number 353 of Locked On Raptors for Thursday, June 21st. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of LockedOnRaptors.com and RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter, as always, at WoodleySean. Find the show at Locked On Raptors, where there are links to every single episode. Make sure you're checking the Locked On Podcast Network, all the local angles, all the 30 teams covered by a local expert on the team and the stories going on with that team. Subscribe, rate, review on iTunes. Do that with us. Find Locked On Raptors, Spotify, Stitcher, all those places. It's the best way to support the show. I'm rushing through this intro because picking up where we left off with yesterday's podcast, going through and redrafting the Raptors drafts from the dark ages, from 2005 to 2014, in which the Raptors did not draft particularly well. Myself and Darman Nayak went back and drafted a whole bunch or looked at who we would rather the Raptors have taken in a whole bunch of drafts that went poorly for them. So we started off with the first five or so years, and we are now picking up with the 2010 NBA draft, in which the Raptors took our pal Ed Davis. Here it is. Enjoy the show, and we'll talk to you after the draft with another episode of Locked On Raptors. Did they have a pick this year?
Yeah, they had 13th.
Oh, yeah, they were 13th. Okay. They took Ed Davis, 13th overall.
13 Ed Davis.
Yeah,
who actually is that? It's a decent pick at 13.
It is for sure.
You can't complain. But there's definitely a couple guys that I would have taken over him in hindsight.
Yeah, this was the year that Bosch had left and things were dark and sad. And
so we decided to take the least flashy pick of them all.
No, he was supposed to be the replacement for Chris Bosch.
I don't remember that. I don't remember his like pre-draft hype as much. All I remember is like thinking the name Ed Davis, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, no, that's not a good NBA name. Like, it's a very good like, it's very good for what he is now.
Like, oh yeah, no,
good backup center on a okay team, like perfect for that. But drafting an Ed 13th overall and hoping him to become a star, no, there's no star Eds.
This just doesn't happen.
Except for my dad. Shouts to Ed.
Shout out to you, Sean's dad.
So yeah, Ed Davis, after him, was there someone that you recall wanting more than Ed Davis at the time?
I really wanted Eric Bledsoe because the whole mini LeBron hype around him.
Yeah, that's probably the
one. And I was all the way sold on him because I think I watched like a couple of like YouTube highlight videos, and I'm like, you know what? This guy is like a 6-foot bull.
Yeah.
With like insane speed. Like, I don't care if he can't shoot a lick.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think Bledsoe was the guy. Patrick Patterson went 14th. Also from that very good Kentucky team. That was from the John Wall Kentucky team that was very good with DeMarcus Cousins. That team was insane.
DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall, Eric Bledsoe, Patrick Patterson.
Daniel Orton went 29th from that team. There's always one guy who's like, yeah, no, you were the bad Kentucky player.
But we're going to take you because the rest of your teammates were good. Maybe they taught you something.
There's always a James Young.
Okay, I need you to go down to pick 51 and read the name on the podcast, just so it's in the record. Thank you.
Pick 51.
Say it, Sean. Say it.
Magnum Roll. It's a damn shame Magnum Roll doesn't even have a basketball reference page and never played in the NBA, because that is a goddamn name.
I need to find a picture of him right now.
Actually, Tiny Gallon at 47 is also a pretty good name. It's a bummer that the two best names in this draft didn't end up doing anything.
Magnum Roll looks like a really skinny Will Smith.
Magnum Roll. Magnum Roll. Yeah, it does look like a little skinny Will Smith. He plays in Thailand. He plays for the Nakhon Pathom Mad Goat of the Thailand Basketball League.
I love that he's a singular goat.
I'm glad that he landed on
his feet. As a collective.
Yeah, I'm glad he landed on his feet. Also, Solomon Alibi, taken one pick before Magnum Roll by the Dallas Mavericks. He became a Raptor, of course, and part of the game that ruined a later draft that we'll get to at some point soon. But yeah, this one, who do we land on? Eric Bledsoe, I guess?
Yeah, Eric Bledsoe, I think, consensus.
Although, in theory...
Is Lazar Hayward Gordon Hayward's brother?
No.
Okay, all right. Because I'm just going off the last name here.
In theory... had the Raptors taken Eric Bledsoe, Kyle Lowry maybe never becomes necessary to trade for, which that is something to consider.
It is, yeah. So, and also you have to think about, like, Eric Bledsoe, he really got a chance to develop on that team down there. Like, just like when he went to Phoenix, he just got a chance to just play with the ball a bunch in his hands. And I don't think he becomes what he is right now without that.
Yeah. Honestly,
I also had Avery Bradley as my second one.
That's not. I think that is in there as well. Patrick Patterson's not a bad one. They ended up trading for him anyway.
I don't
want
to give him the recognition. Yeah. It's petty, but I'm not giving it to him.
Fair enough. Had they drafted Patrick Patterson, they don't make the Rudy Gay trade.
Nope.
At least in the form that it became. I mean, they might have drafted Rudy Gay in this situation anyway many years before, so it's not necessary. But assuming they drafted Brandon Roy instead of Rudy Gay, they don't make the Rudy Gay trade as it was constituted. And maybe they don't become good. And maybe we're still talking about bad drafts.
Oh, God. You know what? We're going down a rabbit hole here, Sean, that it's just going to be really hard to pull out of.
That's okay.
All right.
Also, they should have taken Jordan Crawford. What am I saying? That would have been fun. All right, let's move on to draft, or 2011. Is that the year we're going to?
Yeah, 2011. Jonas.
Yeah, Jonas.
This is interesting. I really want to talk about this one because I want to get your take on a certain player that went 15th.
Yeah. This is a draft that, is a very good draft.
No, it's an excellent draft. Yeah. Like, you have Tobias Harris down at 19.
Yeah, like Mirotić 23rd. Yeah, this is a good draft.
Jimmy Butler at 30.
Yeah, I don't like that they started like being smart around this time. Like, the league got smarter, I think.
Yeah.
And that became less fun. Yeah. Both the Morai were drafted back-to-back in this draft. So Jonas went 5th. I gotta say, the night the draft happened, I have never been more angry at a draft pick than I was at Jonas Valanciunas. And the reason is because I was dead set on Brandon Knight being the next savior of the Toronto Raptors. I was devastated when Jonas Valanciunas was taken.
I watched Kemba Walker ruin a player from Pittsburgh with a step back, and I was sold.
That's it. Kemba Walker was another one for me that I was kind of in for because that Connecticut run was fun, but I really wanted Brandon Knight with every fiber of my being. Of course,
he's
the correct answer.
Nice name too.
Yeah, of course, the correct answer is Klay Thompson at 11.
That was my second one. My first one was actually Kemba Walker.
Okay, yeah, Klay's probably number one. Bismack, of course, went 7 in this draft. Jan Vesely, who's now a superstar in the EuroLeague. Maybe he'll come back someday. I don't know. But yeah, the Jonas pick's not bad though. It's like a fine pick. What is going on?
Mother brother's in trouble.
Oh, okay. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's good. Etuan Moore went 55th.
Yeah.
And then, of course, how can we forget about the man with the Napoleon complex at pick 60?
Isaiah Thomas. Yep. Not bad. So you mentioned pick number 15, Kawhi Leonard, 15. I don't think this really qualifies because I don't think he was really on the radar.
No, it doesn't. I mean, he became who he is solely because of the fact that he went to San Antonio.
Yeah, he could have, if he didn't get traded for George Hill that night and goes to the Pacers, he's probably just worse Paul George, right? That's terrifying in theory to think of him and Paul George on the same team.
I mean, okay,
we might get that anyway.
He was already a defensive prospect, right? He was already known as an excellent defender.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, that's a very wingy team.
Super
Before
wingy.
Before the wingy teams were popular.
Just like the new Lakers will be.
Oh my god, please. It's already dark out, man. I don't have the energy for this right now.
I don't really know if I want the Lakers to do it or not. I think it'd be kind of funny.
I don't want it to just because, chaos.
Yeah, I also don't really want to shift back to a Celtics and Lakers NBA. Because that doesn't serve anybody.
Like, it'd be a Sixers, Lakers, Celtics, NBA, which I'm like...
And the Warriors, which will just be a weird wild card thrown in. Yeah.
Although it would be fun to see some actual meaningful basketball after a while.
I guess?
Because if we assume that, if the Lakers do everything they want to do in an ideal scenario, then, I mean, you have a super team on the level of the Warriors.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I would still take the Warriors over LeBron, Kawhi, Paul George, and dudes.
I don't. I still take LeBron. Because, I mean, look, LeBron, you give him at least one, two more competent players, and he can do what he needs to do.
But he's going to be, 34 next year. I don't know.
You're still betting against him, Sean.
I'm not betting against him. I'm just saying the Warriors ruined my ability to have hope and think about nice things. So, but yeah, so Klay Thompson is the answer here?
Yeah, I'd say so. Okay. Well, for me, it was Kemba. For you, it was Klay.
As long as it wasn't Jimmer, we're good.
We forget about our Chinese 50-point legend.
Oh, my God. All right, 2013 draft. We're almost there. Or 2012 draft. Yeah, 2012. This one, the Raptors, this was the one that Solomon Alibi and Ben Uzo helped screw up. Of course, the last game of the season against the Nets, Ben Uzo gets a triple-double. Solomon Alibi gets 11 and 19, his career highs, both in their final NBA games. And the Raptors move up. Move down, I guess, in the lottery odds by potentially two spots. They were tied.
Definitely.
They were tied at the time, I believe, with the Blazers and Warriors with record, and they would have been tied with all three had they lost. Actually, no, they would have. Okay, we have to look at the record for this Portland team. 2011, 12 NBA standings. So I think the Raptors might have actually had outright the six best odds.
This is 2012-2013, right?
Yes.
They're 33-49.
Yes, and the Wolves, sorry, the Blazers finished, what the hell? 2011-12, we're looking at. Aren't we?
2011-12.
The lockout season.
Yeah, 2011-12.
Yeah, Raptors finished 23-43. No, we're looking at the wrong season, I think. What?
I think we're looking at 2012-13.
Oh, no, the Blazers had the Nets pick. I think. Yeah, the Blazers had the Nets pick, so the Nets finished 22-44.
Okay.
So the Raptors would have finished one game better than that, or one game worse than that, and higher in the standings. And
oh my god.
Yeah, yeah, and the Warriors were 23-43, so the Raptors ended up tying them. Yeah, the Raptors would have had the six best odds if that all didn't happen.
Okay, but what are the chances they actually take Damian Lillard?
Probably pretty high.
I mean, wait, this was...
It was Dame or Barnes. It was going to be Dame or Barnes. Right.
This was, and either way, I would have been happy.
Yeah, like Barnes had a lot of hype coming in, and Barnes is like not as bad as people want to say he is. He's fine.
He's a serviceable NBA player who was picked 7th overall, which I can live with.
Of course, the pick was Terrence Ross at 8. And
you know what? He gave us some memories, which I'll forever remember. Like my wallpaper on my phone for at least 4 years was him doing his between the legs dunk over a kid. At his first dunk contest, yep. Wearing like the Vince Carter jersey.
Yep.
That was my phone wallpaper for a solid like 2 years.
Look, this take is going to reek with bias because people know my feelings about Terrence Ross, of course.
I have the same feelings.
The man whose photo presides above this desk. That was the right pick. Andre Drummond's good. I would rather have Terrence Ross than add Drummond to Valanciunas. Yeah, Ross is the right pick. They got it right.
I mean, okay, like, If we discount Andre Drummond because we already have a center coming over, which we're already high on, and we spent the 5th pick on.
Yeah.
Then if you look below him, there's really nobody
else.
It's
a shit draft after that.
And you'd have to reach all the way down to Evan Fournier, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is the draft.
That's the 20th overall pick.
After Ross at 8, this is the rest of the draft. Drummond at 9, Austin Rivers, Myers Leonard, Jeremy Lamb, Kendall Marshall, John Henson, Mo Harkless, who maybe you could argue... Royce White, Tyler Zeller, that's the bad Zeller, right? Yeah, that's the bad Zeller. Terrence Jones, Andrew Nicholson, Evan Fournier at 20, Jared Sellinger 21, Fab Mello, RIP, John Jenkins, Jared Cunningham, Tony Roten, Miles Plumlee, Arnett Moultrie, Perry Jones, Marquise Teague, and Festus Ezeli. That is a bad first round.
It's a horrible first round. The second round is better.
This is just a bad draft. Like, this has Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, who's probably a bust as a number two. Dion Waiters, Thomas Robinson, go 4-5. This is not a good draft. So Terrence Ross was the correct pick. I stand by that 100%.
I mean, you know, this draft had high highs and low lows.
Oh, yeah. It has Anthony Davis, Bradley Beal, Dame Lillard, and Harrison Barnes. And that's good.
And
Terrence Ross, of course. But
yeah, and... I mean, like, you had Chris Middleton go 39 to Detroit.
Yeah, Will Barton's good. Draymond, I guess, went 35th, so.
It's still crazy he remembers the names of every player picked above him.
The second round's like, better than the first round, I think.
That's what I said. Like, the second round is more talented than the first round is.
Yeah. Like, if you had a team of second round picks in this draft against, Anthony Davis would probably still win, but, like, it would be a close game.
Like, I mean, you have Mike Scott, who, like, is an idiot, but he's serviceable.
You got Satoransky?
Will Barton. Will the throw.
Darius Miller? Yeah, no, they would lose to the first round. They would certainly lose to the first round team, but it would be closer than most years.
Yeah, closer than Kyle O'Quinn, too.
Yep. And if people recall, If people recall, Terrence Ross was like viewed as a reach at that point at eight, and I think in hindsight that was actually a good bit of talent evaluation by Brian Colangelo.
And how can we forget about our friend Courtney? What about DeRozan? That legendary video.
Oh, Courtney Frazier, a legend, a living legend. All right, let's move on to the 2013 draft then.
We didn't have a pick.
Oh, that's right, didn't have a pick, huh? That's depressing. They ended up with Lucas Nogueira later on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where would they have picked in this draft? I don't even know.
Ooh. You know what? I'm going to find out.
Yeah, do that. Because they were bad in 2012-13. Let's find out here. 2012-13
standings. 34 and 38. Oh my god. Of course the Google standings are by conference, by division. This is absolutely useless.
It's like that on Basketball Reference as well. It's not handy whatsoever. Okay.
I got it.
They would have been the 11th worst team. So the Sixers?
For Chicago.
Was it the Sixers pick?
Yeah, I think the Sixers had
it. Oh, no, it was OKC. That was the Kyle Lowry pick. Never mind.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm glad they didn't have this pick. That's fine. I'm good with that. Steven Adams went 12 with the Kyle Lowry pick. I'm cool with that. I can deal. Because Cleveland jumped from, like, 12 up to 1, didn't they?
No, it was like, that's the one where everyone's like, okay, this is rigged.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Cavs had the third worst record, but I think they had, like, a Clippers pick or something like that. That was a little, it was lower. I think it was like Clippers by way of the Bucks or something like that. That might have been the Kyrie pick. No, I think that's Anthony Bennett. Yeah. Either way. The Raptors didn't have a pick. I'm fine with it. They didn't need a pick in this draft. It's all good. Final draft. The 2014 draft before things get better. Bruno Caboclo goes 20th. Plays 35 career games. Three more, mind you, than the 22nd overall pick, Jordan Adams, by the Grizzlies. Shouts to the Grizzlies for ever sucking at the draft.
Let's hope they do it again tomorrow, just so we can have some chaos.
And oddly enough, the 10 picks after Bruno are just loaded with pretty good players.
Bogdan Bogdanovic, who honestly is not bad.
That's the one on the Kings. He's really good.
Yeah.
Is that? Yeah, he got traded to the Kings for, I think, Papianis, or in the he was in the Marquise Chriss deal. So it's Boyan. Boyan's
on. He came over late, right?
Yeah, he came over last year. He was a rookie.
Right.
I think he came first team All NBA or second team.
Yeah, second team all rookie.
Yeah,
that's right. And he shot the lights out at the rookie sophomore game.
He was like maybe the best player on the Kings this year, which is depressing as hell, but might be true. It's like him or Buddy Hield. What's that?
Remember Adrian Payne?
I do remember Adrian Payne.
The guy from Michigan State.
The guy that the Wolves. The Wolves traded a first-round pick for?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember Adrian Payne well.
I'm like, okay, this guy looks 30, but he's a senior in college. There's no way he's going to be good at basketball.
No. So the 10 picks after Bruno, you got Mitch McGarry at 21, Jordan Adams, Rodney Hood, who everyone for the longest time said, oh, they should have taken Rodney Hood. I'm fine. He's bad. Shabazz Napier, by way of LeBron. Clint Capella at 25. PJ Hairston. Bogdan Bogdanovic, CJ Wilcox, Josh Huestis, Kyle Anderson. Wasn't Rudy Gobert in this draft? Am I wrong? Am I going crazy? Or was it the year after?
I think it might have been the year after.
What? I thought he was in the Bruno draft. Oh, it might have been 2013. That's the Giannis draft. Yeah, that's the Anthony Bennett draft. Never mind. Yeah. Rudy Gobert, 27th. My mistake, 2014.
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah, so 2014.
Clay Anthony Early, who I'm always sad didn't pan out because of, like, the way he played at Wichita State. I was really high on him. I'm kind of sad he didn't pan out.
Jokic is in this draft, 2014, in the second round.
Wow, 41.
Yeah, DeAndre Daniels was a bad pick at 37 by the Raptors.
Yeah, no, that was not their best pick in hindsight.
After Bruno, of those guys in the first round, who would you have preferred? Clint Capella?
Most likely Clint Capella.
I think I'll take Bogdan.
Although I actually had Rodney Hood. I know.
Ew.
But okay, can we subjectively, please? Like, he's still young and he's still like a very decent player. he just had to play with LeBron and go from like playing on the Jazz to playing in the finals, and he could not handle it.
What did you say? Something about attachment issues? Something like that?
Okay, you know what, man? I've had enough. Okay, what are his splits? I want to look at his splits between Utah and Cleveland. So he averaged... Oh, of course, I can't see averages. Yeah, so he averaged 21.8 points a game playing for Utah. And then he averaged 15.4 playing for Cleveland. I mean, he was a 21-point-per-game scorer before he got traded.
This season?
Yes. No. 2015-2018. 21.8 points per game.
No.
Yeah.
16.8. Are you looking at per 36?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, 16.8.
Oh, there it is. But still.
There's a reason the Jazz were like, yeah, we don't want this guy on our team anymore, despite the fact that he's a good shooter and a wing and is a good scorer. Like, there's a reason that they didn't want him.
And he looks like Seabiscuit, but whatever.
Oh, man. So you're taking Rodney Hood. I'm going to take Bogdan. As much as I like Clint Capella, I think Jonas is good. And at the time, it wouldn't have made that much sense.
Yeah, I mean, okay, for Clint Capella, I feel like he is slightly overrated. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a very good situation.
Passers in the game.
Yeah, he's in a very, very favorable situation. There's no doubt about that.
Damian Inglis, 31.
I remember that guy.
Who the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know the basketball reference. What does he look like? Oh,
I believe, if I recall, Damian Inglis played in the Raptors game. Oh, no, he only played one season. He missed the entire first season of his career. Never mind. I thought he played in the game where the Raptors beat the Bucks by like 40.
And then Bruno made the debut.
Yeah, but Inglis didn't make his debut till the season after that.
That first game for Bruno was a highlight of his career.
Yeah, it's not even close at this point. That's just it.
Like, I mean, there was like he like 2 threes in a lob, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, and like Landry Fields hit a three in that same fourth quarter.
And that's like, you know what? Let's just capture this moment in our memories forever, because this is definitely never happening again.
That was one of the coolest games I've ever attended. It was insane.
Oh, you were live there?
I was there as a fan. This was before I was covering games. Yeah, it was wild. Yeah, it kicked ass. The Bruno chant was something else.
This draft is actually really good.
Yeah. Again, teams have gotten better at drafting. It's annoying. Be worse, people.
Honestly, man. It's not fun for us.
Way more fun. Although Adrian Payne, he helps us out, and who else was bad in this draft? I guess Nick Stauskas going.
Well, Lakers just got the 39th pick in the draft.
Are we talking?
Not sure if that means anything. In the coming draft, Lakers.
Oh, is it breaking news? Breaking news on the pod?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I mean, it's a 39th overall pick, so I don't know if that qualifies, but it's something.
What do they have to trade for?
I have. They traded for the 2019 second round and cash considerations.
Sure. Weird. All right.
I mean, okay.
All right, we reached the point of the podcast now where we have exhausted the Raptors' bad drafts and are now talking about Lakers breaking news. So I think we should maybe wrap it there.
Yeah, let's call it.
All right, cool. Dharma, thanks so much for coming on, man. That was certainly an experience. I almost just feel more bad for a lot of the bad players that were taken by other teams as much as I feel bad about like the Raptors screwing up. Like, there have been some bad drafts.
Yeah, no, I think we pointed to 2005 was probably the worst one, right?
2005, and then the Terrence Ross draft is pretty ass, too.
Yeah, no, that was rough. Yeah. 2012.
13. Yeah, 12.
12.
Yeah. All right, I think that's going to do it. Dharma, where can people find you and all that stuff?
At Twitter, at Mind of Dharma, DHARMA. And that's about it. That's where I live, unless I'm studying.
All right, man. This was fun. Everyone, subscribe, rate, review on iTunes. This has been a depressing experience. Hopefully, it's not as sad on Thursday night when the Raptors trade for the second overall pick or something crazy like that. Please don't disappoint us, Kings. And yeah, we'll have a podcast either after the draft, live if something crazy happens, or Friday, something like that to react to the draft that the Raptors, at this point, will have no part in. So stay tuned for that. It'll be riveting, I'm sure. And subscribe, follow me on Twitter at Woodley Sean, all that good stuff. You can still listen to me all week on TSN 1150 in Hamilton online. We're hosting the morning show 6 to 8 a.m. So make sure you're checking that out. And I'll talk to you next time on Locked On Raptors. Sweet. Good stuff.
I didn't know you're hosting a morning show now.
Just filling in for the week.
Okay, that's
great. Yeah, I do regular hits with them, and then I'll just fill in when people are on holidays and whatnot, so.
Is it different doing live than podcast, like, recorded?
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta be a little bit more, like, energetic, probably, I would say.
Yeah, and also you don't get a chance to, like, edit it.
I also don't get to, like, swear. I have to not swear.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably something that you have to, like, actively look out for.